Come on, the brunette says to her friend. You want to do a body shot?
I grin and lean back in the leather booth. The music from the club below is pumping up through the floor, making the soles of my feet vibrate as the blonde pretends she's not sure about doing shots off her friend in front of me. She's sure. She wants to. They always do. Go ahead, I say. Live a little. Bottles on the table. The brunette looks over at me, her plump red lips pursing, and lifts the patron off the table, along with a shot glass, then makes a show of pouring it out.
Where should I put it?
She asks me, her voice low and slow. The glass hovers over her barely covered cleavage, but then she moves it to one shoulder.
Here?
Lower, I say. She balances it on a collarbone, swishing her hair out of the way.
Here?
Lower, I say again, my eyes on her firm, round breasts, her nipples obvious through the tight dress she's wearing.
Here?
She asks, finally nestling the shot glass between them. Perfect, I say, and my voice comes out a throaty growl. The blonde looks at me again with that faux shy blink, then puts her hands behind her back, presses her face between her friend's tits, and does the shot with practiced ease.
Mmm,
she says. She licks her lips slowly, looking at me from the corner of her eye.
That was delicious.
The brunette is backed up against the table in front of me, and now the blonde presses herself into the other girl, biting her lip and looking her up and down.
Can I get a taste of you?
She says, stroking the other girl's hip.
With him watching?
The brunette says, with the same pretend modesty. The blonde kisses the brunette, open-mouthed, lots of tongue. She slides her hand down the brunette's breast and tweaks her nipple. I'm halfway hard already. The brunette moans theatrically and I grin. I know when a show's being put on for my benefit. Do I get to have a little fun? I ask, even though I already know the answer. The brunette opens her mouth to answer me, but there's a racket on the stairs to the VIP area and she turns her head. Someone is bellowing over there. It sounds like a fucking animal's gotten loose. The blonde looks over, alarm on her face, and a drunk guy charges up the stairs and throws himself past the bouncers, practically roaring. Whore! He shouts, pointing at her. He's a total meathead, almost steroid-level jacked. His face is bright red and the veins are popping out of his forehead like a cartoon or some shit. You fucking slut! I knew I'd find you up here!
Dylan, please!
The blonde says, her hands out in front of her. I'm already out of my seat and heading toward this asshole. My brass knuckles are heavy in my pocket, but I'm not gonna need them. Guys like this go down easy. Who the fuck are you? He says, looking me up and down. Fuck off, you cholo motherfuck! I hit him right in the nose, the crunch of cartilage satisfying under my knuckles. He reels backward, stumbling. Blood spurts out and onto his ugly shirt, and for a second he just looks confused. Then he looks mad again, and I swear to God his face turns purple. I do my best not to smile, but I don't think it works. This guy might go to a boxing gym once a week, but I grew up in the roughest neighborhood in East LA. He doesn't stand a fucking chance. Motherfucker! He shouts and charges toward me, coming in heavy with a wide right hook. I dodge. When he swings past me, he throws himself off balance, just enough for me to come in close and hit him as hard as I can in the solar plexus, right beneath his rib cage. He goes over like a domino. The whole thing didn't take 30 seconds.